And to take us through how the day's market performance was is David Shapiro from Sasfin Wealth. So, David, how did the markets do today?
All over the place. At one time, you know, when the U.S. inflation numbers came, they were worse than expected. A market plunge from being in positive territory to deep into negative territory. It was almost a perpendicular flight downwards of about 1%. But as the session continued, we actually clawed our way back. And I think generally markets are recovering. I think as I look now, it's strange, though, to see the Rand very strong. At one point, the Rand was a bit weak, but seems to be picking up steam now. Now, I'm not quite sure whether that is dollar weak. It's very difficult to interpret what's happening on markets because they're so fluid. But I mean, just to give you a scoreboard on how our markets closed here, or just to go over it, we ended up 0.3%, and miners were under a little bit of pressure. I'm having difficulty understanding the mining market because broadly, with the weaker dollar, commodity prices were better. Yet, I think we were influenced by more or less specific instances, like Goldfields came down 3.5%. That was on production results, and then Sasol was down 1.5%, and I think also on the lower oil price. And the ones that are worrying me are Asor. Asor is an iron ore and manganese producer. That fell about 6%, and if you measure it over the last month, we've lost about 30%. And I think what's troubling market is that the Rand is very strong, which is going to hurt them. And also, there's concerns about the sustainability of iron ore prices, even though they're holding up. Similarly, we've seen Kumba, which was down about 0.5% today. If you look after the last month, it's about 18%. So that kind of gives you an idea of what's happening on some of the commodity markets. Difficult to kind of read where they're going to go. But if we look at our industrial market, all the energy is in consumer stocks here. Bidcorp, which had fallen, now seems to be attracting a lot of interest from institutions and local investors, up about 5.5%. Distell up 4%. Disc and Fischini clicks all up around 3%. Not much happening in the heavyweight division. Naspers up 2%, but Richemont, AB InBev, Bidvest, Mondi, all trading lower. And yet, that could be a Rand issue, because I think if you look in the home markets, I'm talking mainly in Europe, most of those shares seem to be strong. And financials, Viceroy firing another shot at Capitec, you know, maintaining its position that Capitec should impair its reschedule loan. So Capitec was down 4%. PSG came down 2.5%, also in line with Capitec. But overall, not much to talk about in financials. And then property stocks under pressure. The resilient group still facing a lot of selling and also trying to restore its reputation in the market after, you know, reports making certain allegations, accusations against the company are circulating. So we saw Fortress down about 10%. Fortress B, down 10%. Resilient down 6%. But I think consumer shares being the winners.
That's David Shapiro from Sasfin Wealth.